News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Marriage stinks. If you want to see a man gain weight and a woman stop shaving, get him married.
That's not how you really feel, is it?
No, I'm sorry.
Of course, Ross there from Friends. But what is the secret to a happy marriage? Could it be living separately? Author and journalist Joanna Moorhead says herself and her husband have been happily married for 37 years, but they don't live together. And she joins us now. Joanna, good morning to you. I read your article with great interest. But, you know, it made me think. It's quite sort of thought-provoking. A lot of people would say that marriage, part of the deal is living together. But you say not so.
Well, I'm sure for many people, Ciara, it is living together. And they're, you know, I would never say to anybody, you should live like this. But the thing I would say is that I think we've possibly got sort of the in our society today, I think there are quite narrow ideas of what marriage is and the way it has to look. And I think also that we have very high expectations of this relationship, and often we hope that there's a sort of belief that this person who we're spending our life with has to be all of the things, everything to us. They have to be our best friend, our lover, the father of our or mother of our children. There's a whole great list, and our confidant, the person we want to be with more than anyone else. And part of what I think, having been married to the same man for 37 years, and we lived together for a couple of years before that, so we're nearly 40 years in, is that over a very long marriage, I don't think one person can fulfill every role for you all the time. And I also think that across a long marriage, you need a bit of, for us anyway, I mean, I can only speak for myself, really, I think we've benefited from a bit of space from one another. We're both busy people with our own careers and our own lives. We share four children and we're both very committed to them. But we have a lot of going on individually. And it gives us a bit of space to be ourselves rather than just be sucked into this couple. Now, don't get me wrong. I know many people like the idea of functioning mostly as a couple. And there are many models of successful marriages. I think people can often be creative, or maybe there's not a realization about how creative you can be in a marriage to make it work. You can be as creative as the two people are, as long as you're both on the same page and yes. You're both happy with what you've got.
And is that part of the fear when people talk about a loosening, I suppose, of the arrangement? And I don't mean that in any kind of loaded way, but you and your husband stopped living together because he had a job that he moved to Scotland for and you continued to live in London, and it wasn't that you planned to live apart in some way. He went for career reasons and then you continued. But that loosening, I wonder, are people both always on the same page with it, or does one person want it and the other person feels insecure and goes along with it?
Well, I guess that may be the case in some arrangements. Obviously, I don't know about other people's arrangements, and they're all shades, aren't there, of mm-hmm. ways of making a marriage work or not making a marriage work. But I can only say for us that, I mean, I guess we wouldn't have done it this way if it hadn't been for the fact that we thought it would probably work. I remember the day he set off for Scotland. I remember driving him to the airport and driving home to our family house in South London and thinking, oh my God, what does this mean? And I know that some people in our family and beyond thought we were probably kind of effectively splitting up. But neither of us ever felt like that. And that's another thing about marriage. It doesn't actually matter what anybody outside the two of you, nobody else knows what's really going on in a marriage. And it doesn't actually matter what anybody else, if other people think they know, so long as the two of you are committed.
Yeah.
And know what's happening. And I think we were always, I mean, it was an adventure. It was a bit scary that we were doing this new thing. But I think we knew each other pretty well by 10 years ago. You know, we've been together for nearly 30 years then. We thought we could make it work, but we weren't certain. And the truth is, you're never certain of anything in life or in marriage. Things can go wrong, but I think you've got to try things. You've got to be adventurous, or that's what we felt anyway. And for us, it, pretty much has come good. I think we're both really happy with it.
Is there a danger for some people, though, living apart, that their spouse will cease to be as important in their life as they might have been otherwise?
Well, again, you know, I'm sure there is that danger for some people, but all I can say is that for us, that hasn't been the case. You know, I am right now in Amsterdam, where I'm currently living for a while because our eldest daughter lives here and has had a baby not long ago. Gary's in Scotland. Our family house is in London. I know we're lucky, by the way, to be able to have the houses in two places. I mean, I'm only borrowing the flat I'm in now in Amsterdam, but I travel a lot for my work. We both always have a lot to say to each other when we do meet up. I mean, again, every marriage does its own thing.
No,
but,
absolutely.
But we don't do the boring stuff together. Okay. You know what I mean? We don't have to.
You keep the drudgery out of it. Maybe a last question. Really. You mentioned people having narrow ideas about marriage and all that pressure of somebody being your lover, your best friend, your confidant. And, you know, there's a bit of does something like this take away pressure and constraint and allow you to, I don't know, liberate you and allow you to blossom differently within your marriage, do you think?
I do think that, yes, I think it does. And I think particularly for women, I think particularly for me, it's allowed me to be an independent person in a way that's probably harder in a marriage. I mean, I think that in many ways, if you saw the way I live like a single person. But actually, my marriage is probably the bedrock of my life. My husband absolutely is my best friend. I mean, I think you can't run a long marriage unless you have two things in particular, and they are respect and friendship. And we've never not respected one another, and we've never not been best friends. But we don't have to be together the whole time. And when we are together, we usually have a very good time together. And we're usually a bit sad when we have to part. And he often says, you know, we're lucky to feel this way, and we'll enjoy the next time we're together. And for us, but as I say, I'd never say to anyone, do this.
Yeah.
I just say it works for us.
Very interesting. The Living Apart Together movement. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is author and journalist there, Joanna Moorhead. Not for everybody, but very interesting. Very briefly, we were talking about weddings and what people spend. I worked with a guy many years ago. He'd been engaged for 12 years. In the end, his fiancée got sick of waiting. She organised a surprise wedding. He thought he was going to a black tie party. Turned up, it was his own wedding. Luckily, he didn't mind. He thought it was great. And he didn't have to be involved in the organisation, says Andrew. Different strokes for different folks. That is my lot for this morning, not our lot for once.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.